Brett Hollander back here on WBIL with a very, very special guest. He is one of everyone's all-time favorite Baltimore Ravens. Tony Siragusa joins us now. Goose, what's going on?
Brett, how are you, man?
I'm doing very well. You're doing the game for Fox, Baltimore, and Green Bay this Sunday. I know you get asked this a lot, but coming back to Baltimore, coming back to M&T Bank Stadium, what's that like for you?
You know what? I always feel like I'm at home. That's the one great thing about it. You know, every time I see a game that Fox has back in Baltimore, I'm always going to petition. Hey, listen, I want to take that game. I want that game. Now, last year, you guys had two with Dallas. One of them, I thought we were going to get it, but it wound up Detroit took one of them, and Brian Dillard took the other one. So I'm excited to go and have Green Bay this week. Get back to see everybody. You know, I tweeted out that I was coming back into town. I got about 400 responses. So. You know, all the people who want to meet up with me. I got to do the game, but hopefully I'll see you at the game.
It's amazing, Goose. I think you're one of those athletes that just connected perfectly at a perfect time with the Ravens, the fan base. There were not a lot of known commodities when you joined the Baltimore Ravens in 1997. I think people around here were still feeling out the team. And of all things, it wasn't the quarterback or even the running back or wide receiver that really connected. It's the defensive lineman, the defensive tackle that just fit perfectly to this new Ravens franchise here.
Well, you know what? It's a blue-collar town, and I think they were connected with me because, that's pretty much the kind of guy I am. I go, I grab my lunchbox. I went to work. I gave you everything I got. Sometimes it was good enough. Early when I got there, sometimes it wasn't good enough. We just didn't come together. But it was great to go and have a Super Bowl win, before I got out of my five-year stint there with you guys.
Was it interesting to watch? You're not exactly what I would call a warm, fuzzy feeling guy, but watching the Ravens win the Super Bowl, did you have any warm, fuzzy feelings, Goose?
I was down there last year down in New Orleans the whole week. Got to see a lot of the people that I knew, and it was great seeing all the Ravens fans all the way around. It was a great feeling, sitting on Sunday because all my kids are huge Ravens fans, and sitting with them and watching the game and. It was great to see Ray and all the guys, that I played with, get another ring. A little jealous, but it was great to see them go and win another one. But I'll tell you what, Baltimore, they should go around with a big Raven on their chest, knowing that they got two, world championships in the small amount of time that we were back there in Baltimore.
Tony Siragusa with us here on BAL. He'll be at the Greetings and Readings in Timonium 6 to 8 for a book signing of his book, Goose, coming up tomorrow. And he's in town, of course, to call the game on Fox on Sunday. And, Goose, I do want to hit the book coming up. But thinking about that 2000 Super Bowl defense, I think even now, especially younger fans in town, they don't fully appreciate the dominance of that 2000 defense. And I honestly say this, Ray Lewis, the last 5-10 years of his career were amazing. But Ray Lewis 2000 and that unit as a whole, the depth of that unit, we'll never see anything like it again, in my opinion. I don't think the rules allow us to see anything like that again.
No, I don't think it'll ever. It might. I don't want to say ever. But, I think that, we played together before we went to the Super Bowl for 3 years. Then we had the Super Bowl year. We brought Sam Adams in and sort of went on a roll. That front seven, we were together for a while, so everybody knew what was going on. And he knew we had something special. I mean, it was just dominating. And, we were mad at the defense when we gave up 3 points or we gave up any yardage. So it was something that was personal. And it's great to go doing what I do now, going around the league. And when people talk about, listen, our defense is good, but it's not great like the Ravens were. I sort of put the smile on my face, and it makes you feel like not only did we win the Super Bowl, we pretty much dominated the league, and everybody's using us as examples. All the coaches around the league trying to get to that kind of excellence that we had there in Baltimore. It's a great feeling.
What do you think your fine would have been for the hit on Rich Gannon in the AFC title game?
Nowadays, they probably would have threw me out of the league. I don't know. I wouldn't be able to afford it. Let's just put it that way. The league has completely changed. A lot of the things that we did, I think back when we were playing, there was an intimidation factor. You don't come across the middle, you're going to get your block knocked off. There was a respect. And now with some of the rule changes, those things are, you see in wide receivers run across the middle like antelope. where before they were running around like, you know, the scared little ghosts. So it definitely has changed. And, you know, I don't know if that defense could play now in the league.